We've already had some of this, and it's continuing. This is Vision Sunday, just because it's the start of a year, and we've had some prophetic words already. But I've asked, all of us have the potential to give prophetic words. Amen? Amen? All of us can give prophetic words. And I asked a few people in advance just to seek the Lord for anything prophetic that they might want to bring. And the thing is about vision and about a new year, it gets a bit samey after a while, doesn't it? You know, we think, oh, it's the new year again. And we don't always mesh into it, but there will be something. And it doesn't have to be at this time of the year. Like we've just heard from Marcy, God can speak to us at any time. And a lot of people reset, not in January, but reset at different times of the year, don't they? Because this is a miserable time of the year to stop drinking, although I'm sure none of us have that issue. It's a miserable time of the year to, I don't know, to stop eating meat, which other people do, don't they? You know, why do it in January? Why not wait until you've got more chance of success? But what I just want to start with, we're going to do a couple of things. This isn't going to be a preach from me this morning. We're going to hear any prophetic words that people want to bring. And that doesn't mean that they can't bring them later on as well. But I'm opening up this space now for those in particular who I asked, but anyone else as well who's got something, just something you want to share that God's been speaking to you about. Often we get stuff from God and we sometimes don't filter it, because this is just a thought that occurs to me about what we believe as Christians in this church is that all of us should be able to share and should minister. All of us are called to that. And if you don't give out what God's given you, then you're like the Dead Sea, which just takes in but never gives out. And the Dead Sea, I understand, not having been there, is a pretty barren and desolate place. So if you're feeling desolate and barren this morning, it might be that God's saying, actually, I've given you something. You ought to have given that out. And as we give out, not necessarily in this context, it might be in a smaller group, it might be one-to-one, then we receive. And some stuff God gives me, I know that's not for you guys, yeah? But as we were singing that song, so I'm not going to share that stuff with you, but as we were singing that song, We Bow Down, one of the things God has spoken to me about this year is in my time that I get, and sometimes it's a bit snatched, but in the time I get with the Lord in the mornings, he's challenged me that I should always kneel to pray. Every day, because sometimes I do it, but I don't do it every day. I'm not making it religious or anything, but it's just switched my thinking a little bit that I should always, you know, that should always be a time for me of getting on my knees to pray, because otherwise my prayers just drift off into other thoughts. Do you know what I mean? But when you're on your knees, somehow it changes your heart, and it kind of brings you into God's presence somehow. Obviously, I appreciate not all of us are capable of getting on our knees. I'm not suggesting that you will do that, but it's just something God spoke to me about. So enough from me. I'm going to invite anyone who's got a word who wants to come up and share that. You don't have to have been pre-prepped, but you know who you are if you have been. So I'm not going to... I'll just put the microphone here. I'll stand back for a moment. And I'll have to kind of catch people's eye if no one comes up. But if they don't, then that's fine. We'll move on, I guess.
John's up in the back there going, go on, get the ball rolling. okay, so mine is kind of twofold, and I think has already been confirmed today with what other people have been saying, Hannah Lee and different people. And they were actually two reminders of words that he'd given me before, which doesn't dilute it. It's just kind of like, do you remember? And it's good to bring things to remembrance, isn't it? So the other day I was counting out the money from the Friday group that I run, all the donations, and I was counting out, and there's always lots of change and everything, so I'm counting out, and there's 10p's, and as I'm counting them from basically from one hand to the other, this one 10 pence didn't feel right. And I'm like, oh, that kind of felt different. So then I looked at it, and then you picked up another one. I'm like, no, there's definitely something that's not right with it. It looked a bit thicker, it felt a bit heavier, but it looked like a 10 pence piece. And in that, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, then it's probably a forgery. It's probably not real. And God said, do you remember that time when I owed our daughter, our eldest daughter, I owed her £5. And I went to my purse, got this £5 out, and I gave it to her. And I said, oh, here's the money that I owe you. So God brought this back to remembrance. And my daughter took it and just barely glanced at it and then handed it back to me and said, it's a fake. It's not real. And I'm like, what? How do you know that? And I'm holding it up to the light and I'm turning it around and I'm, you know, dissecting. Why is this not real? And I said to her, how do you know that it's a forgery? How do you know that that's not real? And she said, Mum, I know it's not real because I deal with the real every day. So it brought to remembrance the fact that we don't have to know what is real because we deal with what's not real. We know what's not real because we deal with the real all the time. And Jesus is the real in our life. And when things happen to us, because we deal with what's real and what God's promises are and how he loves us and how he deals with us and everything, we should, at the you know, click of a finger, know this is not real. This is not of God. It's not of Jesus because I deal with the real all the time. And that, I thought, yeah, do you know what? And it was backed up by something Martin said, wasn't it, that very day about real Jesus, about dealing with the real all the time. We don't need to deal with what's not real. We just need to deal with the real. So that then tumbled on into God was doing the remembering. And I'm thinking, yeah, do you know what? That's it. In this new year, I only want to deal with the real. And he said to me, do you remember that word I gave you about lost property? I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember. And there was a time when I had a picture of him and he had a box in front of him and it said lost property. And he said to me, I want you to come and claim back what is yours. I want you to claim back what you have lost. So I know we have a time of, like Ben said, it's New Year, new resolutions. I hate New Year's resolutions. But I do feel that God is saying that this is the year of the real. Dealing in what is real, rejecting what is not real. We don't have to lay back and accept what's not real. When you hear people sometimes going, oh, it's all right, I'm just under attack at the moment. Why are you under attack? You don't have to accept. You don't have to accept that. We don't have to lay back and lay down and go, oh, I'm just under attack at the moment. We've all had times of stress, of trauma, of worry, of heartache, of grief, or whatever it is that has affected us. And you hear people sometimes say, I feel like I've lost a piece of me. Well, go and claim it back. I feel that Jesus is saying today, come to my box of lost property and claim it back. Because he said, if you were to lose your handbag or your wallet or your phone on the bus, what would you do? You would seek it out. And if I find out that my handbag is in the lost property at the bus station, what do I do? I go to the bus station and I have to prove who I am. And I have to prove that, you know, basically my right, that this is my bag and I have the right to claim it back. But it doesn't work if all the time I go on in my life and go, yeah, my bag's at the bus station. My bag's at the bus station. Oh, yeah, I must go and get that back sometime. It's a bit annoying, isn't it? Because, you know, I haven't got my bank cards now and this is really disrupting my life. But my bag's at the bus station. Go and get it. Go and claim it. So I suppose what I'm saying is that this is the time, this is the year to go to God's lost property box and claim back what you have lost. Claim it back. What is it? Have you lost your purpose? Have you lost your peace? I had one lady say to me, I lost my healing in 2010. Claim it back. Have you lost your joy? All of those things. I mean, I'm just, you know, putting things out there of things that can be lost. Have you lost your healing? Have you lost your ministry? Have you lost your a relationship? What have you lost? Because there's a passage in, oh, and I didn't bring my Passion Bible up. There's a passage in Psalm 56 that talks about the tears that we cry, God collects them and he keeps them. So why does he do that? Why does he collect them? Is it because he, you know, is going to use them for some retribution sometime? No, he collects them because they matter to him. Because we matter to him. Because he loves us. Because it all matters to him. So I just want to encourage you. In that Psalm 56, it says, this one thing I know, that when I cry out for the Father's love or the Father's help, that that is the beginning of things changing. That is the beginning of the battle of things changing. And this I know for sure, it says in there, that with God on my side, I am, like, you know, I am indestructible, like the song. With God on my side, I can do everything and anything. So think about what you've lost. Think about what it is that's stopping you from going to his lost property box and claiming it back. And deal with that. Is that unforgiveness? Is it anger? Is it pride? What is it? Because whatever it is, it's a lie. Whatever it is a lie. In something Timothy, it says, for God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if it isn't any of those three, then it isn't from God. So let's get to his lost property box this year and deal with the real.
Oh, good morning. I decided I'm going to fast from meat this year. It's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to start that fast at 10 to midnight on December 31st. And I'm going to end it at 10 past midnight on January 1st, 2024. I just have a few things which I just want to submit to you. I'll be reasonably brief, I think. The first, these are things that God is impressing on my spirit at the start of this year. The first is that he wants to take us up a gear. And that he is going to take us up a gear. And for me personally, I've already feel and have felt the Holy Spirit moving in a clearer, clearer way than last year. I feel as though, yeah, something is shifted there. And the second thing I felt was that this is a year to really press into God. And those who don't press into God are going to find life dry. So we have to really press into God. We really have to put the effort in to really press into God, to really seek him. And the third thing I felt was that this is going to be a year of a turning point. And I'm not saying this in a blanket way for everybody, but I feel for some people, this year will be a significant turning point in your life. That some of the things you've wrestled with for maybe years are going to move this year. And I pray it's a turning point for our nation as well. And finally, most controversially, I was before God about our nation. And I felt the Lord say to me, the problems in your nation are to do with ease, comfort and fullness of bread. That nearly all the problems stem from that. We have forgotten what life is really all about because we're sheltered by our machines, by Tesco's and Sainsbury's and all the rest of it. And it actually, I believe, is ruining us. I don't think humanity deals with ease very well. And moving on from that, I felt that God wants us in peace, but he does not want us at ease. And there's a difference between ease and peace. We want peace and we want ease, but I don't think God wants us at ease. And I wonder if that's why sometimes we go through adverse circumstances. Because if God never allowed us to be tested, if everything in the garden was rosy all the time, we would be at ease, wouldn't we? We'd just settle back. I would. Perhaps you wouldn't. But I would. And I don't think God wants that. So I don't want you to take this and think, oh, that's definitely the word of the Lord. I want you to weigh it and see what your own spirit witnesses about that. Because that's what we're all about. Nobody here claims to be infallible. So I just submit that to you. But this is what I believe God is speaking to me this year. Blessings to you all.
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you face various trials. So I just commend James to you. It might be worth just looking at it. Just a couple of things I wanted to share. One was just from a psalm. Just was this morning that the Lord sort of brought it out. And I want to read it partly because of Marcy's prophecy about days and each day. So I just want to remind you of this passage. It's so well known. But just take it for yourself that God is speaking to you individually. For you formed my inward parts. He formed your inward parts. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. We praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, O Lord. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when you made me in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, that is, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious concerning me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If we could count them, they are more than the sand. And when we awake, we are still with you. Hallelujah. So he's given us days, each day. And therefore each day, as Marcy's prophecy said, he is able to show us new things. Because he marked those days out, especially. And the second thing was just, I just felt the Lord just gave me two words this morning as we were singing. And I'd just like to wait on the Lord a moment just to bring those as a sort of direct prophecy, if I may. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yeah, just feel the Lord says to us, be unbound, my children, and be unfettered. And allow my joy, which wells within you, to know full expression in your lives and in your beings. Not so that you contain it within yourself and have that secret smile of joy to yourself, but rather that you allow it to come forth and to be seen, to be free to express it, be free to express my joy. release your body, allow it to flow as my joy fills you. Allow it to flow through your body. Allow your body to move. Allow your face to change. Just allow my joy to well up within you. For yes, there will be circumstances which will come against you, which will seem adverse. But I'm saying to you, my children, that my joy will be your portion. And in my joy, you shall know strength. But I'm saying to you, my children, allow my joy in you to be unfettered and unbound. Seek me as to what that means for you individually. But I'm asking you, my children, I'm encouraging you, my children, allow that joy to well up. Allow that joy to overwhelm you, to burst its banks. For I tell you, my children, I dwell within you. The living God, I dwell within you. And no thing can come against you to bring you harm. For I am your portion. So allow joy to rise up, says the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, God put something in my mind, and I want to, why am I sharing this? And I just realised it links completely with what John was saying about, no, I'm going the wrong way around. No, what Jackie was saying about a real faith, and what John was saying about ease. It was basically someone I know who, for Lent, I decided to give up chocolate. Made this big thing about giving up chocolate for Lent. What we also need to know about this one is she didn't like chocolate in the first place. So she was making this big thing about giving up chocolate, which she didn't like anyway. So in terms of actual sacrifice, it was absolutely nothing. And I think that the picture is there that we can obviously have this religious facade, but it says, I think it's in 1 Timothy about anyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And we are living in a day and age where a lot of what is going on is contrary to faith, basically. And you can either sort of just keep quiet about it or, you know, basically ignore it. But if you are going to confront things head on, there is going to be conflict. There is going to be resistance. There is going to be unpopularity. And I think sort of this is the sort of age we're living in, that this is going to become more prevalent and more real. And I think it's our choice which side we sort of go on that.
Thank you. Okay, yes, can you hear me? Thank you. It's just I had a vision of almond trees in blossom. And, oh, sorry. Yes, if you travel in Israel in the spring, you see these wonderful orchards full of white blossom and their almond trees. And my understanding is that the almond represents the word of God. Perhaps other people can enlarge on that, but I felt that the Lord was wanting us to be fruitful in the word this year, and that we will know, have a deeper understanding and love for the word, and that it will produce great fruit. And Lord, we ask that you will cause your word that is in it, that you plant in us, Lord, to bear great fruit, Lord. Amen. That will bring an effect on people around us, Lord, on this area, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Liz is just coming up to share, and then we're gonna hear from Chris Cartwright, the General Superintendent of Elim, via video.
I've just got a bit of a mishmash of things that have come into my mind, but my Holy Spirit's really churning me up here. You know, we talked about giftings in the church, and I think that's one of the lost properties that we need to pick up. And Martin was talking about the joy. And I love to sing in tongues. It's just, you know, God is real. Yes, he's real, but there's a kind of supernatural connection as we come out of worship and we make that connection with God. And I would really encourage people to go to sing in tongues too, because God gives you a natural harmony that you didn't even know that you had. And, you know, sometimes when I'm singing in tongues, I think, oh, this is very unusual. And it's almost like when, is it Peter's walking on the water? And the moment he looks down, he's sinking. And the moment I don't connect completely with the Lord, I feel that I'm just not quite there. So I have to think, come on, you're walking on the water, you're looking up, there's the light of the Lord, there's the dove, you know. But just, I would just say that if you feel that you're faltering and sinking, just imagine that you are walking on the water, because God has given us, he's given us these gifts and we've got to use them, you know, can't leave them in the lost property. So go for it, guys.
Hello, everybody. I've had this feeling since Wednesday, really, when we were at the prayer meeting. And I feel as though God wants to wake us up, really wake us up to what he's got for us.
Long video bit. I think it's good to hear that video. And to be honest, is, you know, someone says, oh, go and watch this video, but we don't always do it, do we? So it's the opportunity to hear what he said. And we've got a theme, a vision for 2023. I think, though, because we've heard a lot this morning, we've had a lot of prophetic words, I'm probably going to share that next week rather than this week. But what I think would be good for us to do before we close is just to pray for someone near you, perhaps, or it doesn't have to be near you, but just pray with each other and just pray a blessing on each other into 2023. You don't have to, probably best not to share loads of stuff, do you know what I mean? Because you won't get around to praying then. But just to put your hand on someone, just pray, you know, maybe someone who's not your partner, do you know what I mean? Because that's easy to do. You can do that anytime. But someone, you know, because we're together, aren't we? And I think one of the things, if there's one thing that we as the leadership have recognized, is we want to be more authentic and spend more time together this year as a church. It's what we feel. We want to kind of make more of a commitment. I want to make more of a commitment to you guys. And you know, I'm amazed that part of last year is that I'll be able to, which is great. But for each of us to be able to do that. So let's pray. Let's just pray with someone for a couple of minutes now.